Any IP voice or Wires X fit to them?
I want to, but unfortunately, right where that is, there is no internet up there. So I got to actually figure a way that I can get an internet connection up there. But I have a few ideas and a few things I might try to hijack up there to make it happen.
Recheck.
Can-do attitude. Okay, I won't keep you any longer. V7PG 73.
73 ready. And we had a recheck in there. Coming out with Panic call sign.
V7 Charlie Quebec Echo. I just wondered if Shannon is still around, because if so, I got a cute joke for her for the day.
Shannon, you there? Sierra Kilo X-ray?
Yeah, I'm here. I just have low battery on my HT, so transmitting can't happen while I'm charging. Who was that looking for me there?
It's V7CQE. Cute joke for you for the day, Shannon. Little Johnny said to class, the teacher tells the class, remember kids, say no to drugs. Little Johnny puts his hand up. Teacher goes, yes, Johnny. He says, listen, teach, I'm no genius, but I'm pretty sure if somebody's talking to their drugs, you're already too late.
That's a good one. I like that one. I wish I had one to come back with. I don't really remember jokes. Let me think. Oh, what do you call a fish with no eyes?
Blind.
It's called a...
There you go. something like that. Oh, well. Thanks a lot for that, Charles. Thanks, Shannon, for the other joke. And with that, we'll do a shout-out, see if there's anybody else out there who wants to join us for today's net. Come now, phonetic call sign.
Victor Alpha 7, Golf Lima Tango, Gary from Maple Ridge.
Victor Alpha 7, Golf Lima Tango, good afternoon. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. First time checking in the afternoon. I've checked in on the Rainbow Country Net in the mornings, but it's the first time listening to you guys in the afternoon.
Oh, right on. Yeah, Mondays and Thursdays we do this and try to create some fun every day and see what trouble we can generate out of this. So it's always fun that way. But, yeah, you're more than welcome, and I guess we might see you on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it out there. We're actually moving, so I've got some painting in the new place that I have to do, but I got to try to make it out there.
Ah, yes. Well, it's a good excuse to come out, just at least get some breakfast and then go from there, because at least get some energy. You need that if you're going to be painting.
Yeah, I need all the energy I can do get for that, that's for sure.
There you go. So, yeah, you're going to have to get out there and see what you can do. Yeah, no, looking forward to seeing everybody this weekend. It'll be a lot of fun, and we know there's going to be a lot of people there, and we know there's going to be a lot of gear that I don't need, but we'll definitely look at and poke at a little bit and see if I can justify it somehow.
Sounds good. Nice talking to you, Hiroshi, and everyone else on the net. 73, Victor Alpha 7, Gulf Lima Tango.
You got to take care. Have a great day out there. And with that, we'll do another shout-out. Who else is out there? Who else wants to join us? Who wants to be number 26 for today? Come now.
ROX, did you get the other swap meet on the announcements?
I mean, apart from the Edmonton, the Red Deer, and a couple others that are coming up, which one are you thinking of?
Oh, it's local. Semi-local. If you missed the Maple Ridge swap meet, there's another one a couple of weeks later. The Abbotsford Amateur Radio Club is having their swap meet on Saturday, May the 23rd, in the, I think, Fire Hall number 3 on 28465 Fraser Highway. It's on their website anyway, so make a note of that. May 23rd, that's the same day as the Hayak Festival. So something to keep in mind.
definitely something to keep in mind. Yeah, if anybody needs an excuse to go look at more radio stuff, there it is, the 23rd of May. We'll see what we can do there. Yeah, actually, no, I can't do it. Yeah, I'm tied up for that one. But, yeah, hopefully we'll see some people out there as well. And with that, we'll do another shout-out. See who else is there. Who else wants to talk? Come now, Phonetic Call Sign.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo X-ray Alpha.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo X-ray Alpha. Good afternoon, Dave. How you doing today?
Good afternoon, Hiroshi. Doing very well today. Just recovering for Bob here on this lovely sunny day that we got going on here. I'm just enjoying the sunshine and trying to set up some computer stuff here. I pulled the trigger and got a FT891 and now trying to set up a laptop to try to do some rig control for it.
Yes. Things to keep you out of trouble and keep you busy for a little while. Right on. Well, hopefully something will just work out quick.
So, finding a lot of open source software, 89 CTRL, so 891 control. Looks like a way to do it. So, yeah, just trying to figure it out. And because what I'm talking on right now is the N7600 from Vero BGC. So I like just having like the remote thing not being attached to the radio, but be able to sit with a computer and control the stuff there. Because the N7600 I just control with a tablet.
Okay, right on. Well, as long as things work out, you're having some fun there, you're getting a chance to play, why not?
A little frustrating, very expensive, but always fun.
Yeah, influencing minds, meeting people and influencing... No, never mind. I'm not even going to try to figure out that expression again. Meeting people, no, yeah, never mind. Well, as long as you're having fun, that's the big thing. It's always great to hear from you, and one of these days we're going to get you a Canadian call sign. Make this easier.
I just got it. I'm actually waiting for the certificate and stuff. I actually passed it. It's part of the Rainbow Country Net. My Canadian call sign is Victor Alpha 7 Echo Foxtrot Foxtrot. But I think the ISED was behind in issuing the certificates. We're saying like 3 to 4 weeks before you even see anything. So I wanted to get everything set up for prime time here. So I get my QRZ page set up and, you know, so it's ready to go. So when I make the switch over to the Canadian one, you know, people can find all the information and stuff right away.
It's already showing up on the ISED website, actually. I just took a quick look here. And so you're legal at that point. So I know they finally cleared the backlog this last week. So you should be receiving the actual certificate shortly, but it's just some of it is just Canada Post. It takes a little longer at times. But being a brand new call sign, you do have you should have a certificate in there as well that gives you 1 year of free membership to RAC if you want to join us.
If I go to the RAC website, do I just sign up for it, or I just wait for the certificate and then there's like a complimentary code or something?
You need a certificate because it's actually, I believe you actually submit it on there directly, and then we have to do a little bit of stuff on the back end to make it just work. So, but yeah, just wait for that. Just wait for the certificate. You can at least sign up, and we take a look and see that it is a recent call sign. Then away we go with it, and all is good.
All right, sounds good. So I'm just kind of anxiously waiting for their certificate, and then I will start doing up that. Yeah, thanks for the heads up on that. I didn't even think about the RAC membership there. So, I've got my Siri membership all set up and getting my name badge and all that stuff kind of taken care of there. And then, yeah, I'll get the QRZ stuff and DMR ID and all that fun stuff that I did with the American call sign.
You got it. And like I said, it's live on ISED, so that's a good thing. So you are legal. So you no longer have to do the slash VE7. It's all fair and square. Victor Alpha 7 Echo Fox Fox.
Well, thank you for that. You're actually the first person to call me by that. So, I feel bad not having my QRZ page, all that stuff set up. Because I know when, you know, give a call sign, some people like to kind of just track and see what's going on with them. And then, but a lot of my stuff I might just copy over from my American stuff over. So, we'll see here. Maybe next time I'll call in with the with the site there? Because I know the Rainbow CountryNet has it in their notes, but I don't think the other nets that I check into have it yet.
Yeah, they are live. It is live now, so there's no reason not to use it. So it's you know, we're able to look it up, which is half of what the battle was, just to make sure that it is actually legal that way. It's on there, so go for it. I would not complain if you in that way. It makes it easier. Makes it easier because suddenly I hear a kilo and it goes, ah, hang on, wait a sec, I got to write something different here. It takes me a second to make it happen, but it just works. So that's a good thing. Thanks a lot for checking in, and we'll definitely look forward to hearing you again with the Canadian side. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate your honesty, and 7-3 to you and everyone on it, and I'll officially sign off with the Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo X-ray Alpha / 7, as well as the Victor Alpha 7 Echo Foxtrot Foxtrot. Appreciate it. Have a good one, Hersey.
Take care. Thanks a lot, Dave. It was great to hear from you. And with that, we'll do another shout-out. See who else is there. Who wants to join us? Come now. Phonetic call sign.
Jack, with Heaven Lima, Golf Tango, recheck.
Recheck, Larry. Go ahead.
I'm just coming up 208 here, and I just also looked in front of me, and there was something that looked very strange. And then I realized it was the flat black Cybertruck with a canopy on it. And boy, did it improve the looks of it. It really did improve the looks of it.
I'm just puzzled thinking, going, is it even possible? But okay. Putting a canopy on that, I never really thought about that. That would be interesting. Definitely an interesting style, an interesting design.
Yeah, well, it makes it look less like a Placostomus and more like, I don't know, it just looks like, I think it really improved the looks of it. It made it look more, you almost wouldn't know that it was a Cybertruck when you took a first look at it.
Ah, yes. No, I just actually did a quick Google search and of images, and it came up with a few, and it's like, that almost looks like the truck I drew when I was 4 years old.
Yep. I remember when Musk went as he sort of did the, he opened it, he, you know, did the launch of it and everything, that he pulled it out and had it drive out. I think it had a dead battery at the time, too, if I'm not mistaken. It wouldn't start, but he pulled it out on stage, and everybody looked at it and thought he was just pulling a joke.
I can imagine the thought on a lot of people's minds and through my mind going, you're kidding me, right? You're kidding me, right? That was what I was thinking when I first saw the thing. You didn't realize how big it was until it actually came out, and it's like, yeah, that is a big truck.
Yeah, it is. Oh, thing is about this one, too, it had the canopy on top, and then it had one of those little canopy-top campers or whatever, the little fold-up tents or whatever on top of it.
Yeah, that would be kind of interesting. I haven't seen one of those, so just all I do is see the picture there. So hopefully it's the last one I do see. Yeah, there was just never a design that jumped out at me as being stylish or good, but that's a different story. I'm not going to get into that. To each their own. Somebody approved it. Somebody thought it was a great idea. So, right on. Well, thanks a lot for that. Thanks for to recheck it, and thanks for giving us that picture in our mind.
Hey, no problem, Rosie. Like I said, I always think they look like, I don't know if you know what a Placostomus is. It's sort of an alligator that lives in the fish tank. And if you look at a Placostomus and take off the fins, it looks just like a Cybertruck. Anyways, have a good one, Hiroshi. Talk to you later, V7LDT.
You got to take care. Have a great day out there, Larry. Thanks for rechecking. Anybody else out there want to join us? Come now. Phonetic call sign.
Victor Echo 7, Sierra X-ray Mike Mobile.
Victor Echo 7, Tango Bravo November.
Okay, got two that time. Sierra X-ray Mike and Tango Bravo November. Okay, as we go back to the first of the two there, who do we have here? We have Victor Echo 7, Sierra X-ray Mike. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. It's Victor Echo 7, Structure Mike, Steve. I'm just mobile in Surrey. Just a quick in and out, just to say hello. I haven't been checking in for a little while here, so take care. Have a good evening.
You take care. Have a great afternoon. Thanks for joining us. And with that, we will look up the next one. Who do we have here? Victor Echo 7, Tango Bravo November. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. I hope you can still copy. I was on the Empower before. And I appreciate you doing the net. I'm on a cubic quad antenna. I just belt cobbled together. Curious if I'm getting into the E7 RNI repeater. Over.
I know we're getting into the RPG repeater. Sounding good coming in here.
Okay, yeah, thanks for that. Very good to know. And how are things there?
No real complaints. Life is good. It's a Monday afternoon. I have a hockey game on the screen there. I'm talking on the radio, and I got two Zoom meetings tonight. So it's going to be a great, fun night.
Okay, good time. Hey, thanks a lot for this, and I'll let you get to the other stations.